The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
I saw Mardig's story about a computer guy that lived in Petah Tikva. He was almost 60 years old, and he one day gets a message from his boss that the company wants to call you in for a hearing. When they call you for a hearing, that means that they're going to fire you. And when they fire you, they have to give you a severance package. So they call you in, and you say what you want, they say what they want, you work it out, you come to some type of pshara, and that's how it works. This Yid was he's a stressed out type of a guy, and when he heard that they're calling him for a hearing, he knows that once he gets fired, he's not getting another job. He's 60 years old, who wants to hire a 60-year-old guy? So he was so falachatzed that he went home. He just went home, he couldn't handle it. He comes home, he went to sleep to try to feel better. Nothing's helping. The next day, he didn't even go to work. He was so stressed out, and he gets a knock on the door. They're sending him a message. A guy brought a letter from the company that if you don't come and show up to the hearing, we will decide on our own what you're supposed to get, and it's going to be tough luck on you. His heart started pounding, and he went to his doctor. His doctor listened to his heart, and his doctor said, listen, you got to go to a heart doctor. And he called the hospital, and he got him an appointment for the next day to get his heart checked out. The stress test is only 80%. But if you want, we can do a catheterization, angiogram. And that's 100%. So he says, no, I don't want an angiogram. I want a stress test. Let me call my wife. He calls his wife. His wife doesn't answer. He doesn't know what to do. He says, all right, you know what? Don't give me stress test. Give me angiogram. So they gave him an angiogram. And the results were that one artery was totally blocked, and the other two arteries were 99% blocked. When the doctor heard that, the doctor told him that you're a walking dead man. I don't know how you didn't die. There's nothing going through. So the doctor told him that you need emergency open heart surgery. So he says, I'm not masking to anything without the consent of Rabbi Fuhrer, the medical mumcha in Eretz Yisrael. So the doctor said, Dr. Fuhrer, no problem. He calls up his the head of his department. We need a sock from Dr. Fuhrer. They got Dr. Fuhrer on the phone. Dr. Fuhrer said, I want this and this professor, this mumcha, the specialist, to do the surgery. Fine. So they go and they call the guy who's in charge of that doctor. He says, to get into him is going to be 3 months. He says, my guy needs emergency. So he says, I'll tell you what. He's coming tomorrow to this hospital to do a surgery, or two, three surgeries. I'm going to put your patient in the line, and he's going to get the surgery tomorrow morning. Come right now, get through the pre-ops, and like this, when the doctor comes tomorrow, he's ready to go. It's unbelievable. This guy would have died within the next day or two, or maybe whatever, in a short time. What did Hashem do? Hashem decided he's getting life. How did he get him to go to the doctor? Hashem told him that he has to have a hearing. And the hearing, the guy couldn't deal with the hearing. So mainly he got heart pain. He got heart pain, went to his doctor. The doctor sent him right away. He got a stress thing. He wanted to take a stress test. The doctor told him that if he would have taken a stress test, he would have died on the machine. Because his heart wouldn't be able to deal with the stress and test, and mainly he would have died. It would have been too much for him. So instead he got an angiogram. And the angiogram showed what he needed. This doctor knew the thing. He got to the head of the hospital, pushed him in, and saved his life. It's a good thing his wife didn't answer the phone. Everything is so the teretz is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give this guy life because he was a guter mensch and he deserved it. He had his lave in the right place. Hashem saved his lave.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org.